Christ has a claim on this church. It belongs to him. And that further emphasizes what an egregious sin their compromise was. Friendship with the world. After that brief word of praise, the letter pivots back to judgment. But I have a few things against you, because you have there some who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel, to eat things, sacrifice to idols, and to commit acts of immorality. So you also have some who in the same way hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Revelation chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. In spite of the church's faithfulness to the gospel, some were engaging in idolatry. Remember that in the ancient world, there was no distinction between the sacred and the secular. Religion was not an isolated part of life, it set the course for the culture. Virtually all aspects of society were intertwined with temple rituals, festivals, and celebrations. Just like post-Exodus Israel falling back into idolatry, some in the church at Pergamum were venturing back to the habits of paganism, and they were encouraging others in the church to do the same. How do we know that? The Lord singles out those who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who kept teaching Balak to put a stumbling block before the sons of Israel. Verse 14. This is a reference to Numbers chapters 22 through 25 and Israel's conflict with Moab. Balak was the king of Moab. He had heard of Israel's miraculous deliverance from Egypt. Scripture tells us he saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was in dread of the sons of Israel. Numbers chapter 22, verses 2 and 3. Balak knew about the God of the Israelites, and he was terrified of what his new neighbors could potentially do to him and his nation. So Balak sent for Balaam, a notorious prophet for hire and supposed sorcerer, to put a curse on Israel for him. Balaam made three attempts to curse Israel, but the Lord stifled him each time, instead using his mouth to bless Israel. So Balaam developed another strategy. If he couldn't curse Israel, he would corrupt them. Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 and 2 says, "While Israel remained at Shittim, the people began to play the harlot with the daughters of Moab. For they invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods." See also chapter 31, verse 16. Balaam persuaded the women of Moab to intermarry with the men of Israel, pulling those men into the idolatrous, immoral culture of Moab. They went back to eating things sacrificed to idols, back to the perverse sexual immorality of idolatry. They were coaxed back into the paganism they had escaped in Egypt, seduced into a blasphemous union with Satan. So Israel joined themselves to Baal of Peor, and the Lord was angry against Israel. Chapter 25, verse 3. This was a severe and widespread spiritual betrayal. The Lord's chastening included the slaughter of 24,000 men of Israel. Verse 9. That was the teaching of Balaam that some in the church at Pergamum held to. They were throwing the same seductive stumbling block in front of the believers there. The Lord had delivered these men and women from the vile corruptions of pagan idolatry. Now others in the church were inviting them to slip back into their old immoral habits. No doubt some in the Pergamum church were falling to these sirens of Satan's culture. Practically speaking, that meant some in the church were attending pagan feasts, taking part in the perverse debauchery, and then coming to church.